The following is another Classic Hits Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Colley will push the ball up the floor for Kearney Catholic. Hits the trailer, Sokolowski. Bailey tries to get it to Anderson. Anderson wins the battle for that, but missed another short one. Got her own rebound, back up and in, and a foul.
Today, it's a Tri-Cities battle in Kearney as the undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Ball up top to Heidel. Starts right, goes left, trying to find Guy Font. He's covered out top. Shoemaker for three. It's good, and we are tied with the first three of the game by either team. And a 9-0 run to end the half by Grand Island Central Catholic. And at halftime, we're all knotted up.
Kearney Catholic has been nearly untouchable in their first part of the season and brings an unblemished record in tonight's tussle with the Crusaders. Central Catholic is coming off a win in their holiday tournament and would love to put the first blemish on Kearney Catholic's record. It's the Crusaders and Stars coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda live from Cope Gymnasium right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School. It's time for Friday Night Basketball, the first Friday of 2013. Happy New Year, everyone. Our first basketball broadcast of the new year, and it's a Tri-Cities matchup. Change a little different on the schedule. Kearney Catholic and GICC getting a couple of different teams on their schedule. They're able to move this ball game to a little bit earlier in the year. Normally, it would have been the third week. Actually, I think we played on a Tuesday the last few years, but it's a Friday night battle tonight between the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders and the Kearney Catholic Stars, who are both undefeated, went out and had no problem with Wood River last night. This will be Grand Island Central Catholic's first competition since their own holiday tournament, where the ladies went 1-1, including a one-point loss, and the guys went 2-0 to win the tournament. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9, and of course, as always, on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll bring you both of the ball games tonight. Don't forget, we've also got a variety of other games on our stations and the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kearney High is at home tonight taking on Lincoln Northeast, and that can be heard on ESPN 1460 on 1230 AM KHAS. Loop City is at Adams Central, and again, if you're outside the radio range, pick it up on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. There are plenty of games in the area tonight, a very busy Friday night around the listening areas. Pretty good matchups out there as well. Some of the other games going on tonight: Seward Beatrice girls, top game in the state probably tonight from a girls standpoint. Beatrice beat Seward in the Northwest Holiday Tournament earlier this year. Also going on tonight, you've got Shelton down at Deschler. Loomis is taking on Elm Creek. Wilcox Hildreth is at Kennesaw. Grand Island's at Norfolk. Columbus Lakeview's at Northwest. Gibbon is at Ord. Amherst is at Overton, St. Paul's at Sandy Creek, Axtell's at SEM, and Ravenna is at Wood River in tonight's doubleheader action. We'll take a break, be back with more, including the starting lineups, getting you ready for tonight's Grand Island Central Catholic Kearney Catholic doubleheader in a minute here on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. I want to remind you that we keep busy now that the 2013 portion of the season is here. Tomorrow, we're going to go see a little bit of wrestling at the Amherst Invitational. The final schedule will begin about 4:30. The meet starts at 10. And just a ton of state-rated wrestlers on hand. Number one, Amherst, the three-time defending champion. Number three, Plainview. Shelton Kennesaw out of Class C. SEM, Fullerton. There's 16 teams overall that are going to be on hand tomorrow. And you'll hear the finals here on Classic Hits. Our next basketball will be Tuesday as the Ravenna Blue Jays travel to Minden to take on the Whippets at 6 and 7:45. Now let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, with the visiting Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic, number 13 is a 5'4" junior, Kerrigan Anspaugh. Number 15 is a 5'6" junior, Kelsey Flaherty. Number 25, 5'9" senior, Kelsey Scheel. Number 31, 5'8" senior, McKenna Keim. She got a chance to get back into the lineup at the holiday tournament, missed most of December with injury. And number 41 is a 5'10" sophomore in Emma Benton. Head coach of the Crusaders is Andy Anspaugh, assisted by Stacey Zimmerman and Amber Wodicheski. They are 3-7 on the season with wins over Centura, St. Paul, and Fullerton. A one-point loss to Superior. They played Columbus Scotus and Lincoln Lutheran tight at the beginning of the season. We saw them earlier this year against Minden, of course, without Keim, and Keim now back in the lineup for GICC. For Kearney Catholic, their lineup has not changed. They've had some kids off the bench get injured, but they're starting five of the remaining the same. Number 11 is a 5'6" senior, Michaela Mestel. Number 21, 5'5" sophomore, is Allie Prasoski. Number 25 is a 6'1" senior, Theron Baum. And number 33 is a 6'1" senior, Bailey Sokolowski. Number 51, 6' senior, Megan Anderson. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Kathy Mose, and Andrew Fajeda. Kearney Catholic is a perfect 11-0 on the season, and they just really have not been challenged at any point during this basketball season. They're averaging nearly 70 points per basketball game. They've scored as many as 92. The fewest points that they put up was against the defending state champions from Sandy Creek on the opening weekend, and they won that ball game 63-30. Every game on their schedule so far, they have won by at least 30 points so far this season. Now, again, some of the competition hasn't been the greatest in the world, and that will change coming up here in about 8 days when they play St. Cecilia, Seward, and Pierce in the middle of this month. So they are 11-0. They are ranked 4th and 6th in the two major papers in the preseason. The updated rankings will come out next week, and if you look at Mike Patterson's blog from the Omaha World Herald, I will not be surprised if Kearney Catholic is number one in Class C1 next week if they can continue to win until that point. Starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney, and we'll be right back.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, glad to have you along with us for Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic, here on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. See Terry and Jason Stark, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll have the opening tip right after this timeout.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
It will be Kearney Catholic in the home white and green trim and the Columbia blue of Grand Island Central Catholic, and an easy tip for Kearney Catholic underneath the bomb, who immediately feeds it to Allie Prasoski, who lays it up and in. And that is a set play off the tip, because Kearney Catholic with the height is going to win the tip more often than not. We saw them do it at the Amherst Holiday Tournament and they do it here in Kearney Catholic. Scores 5 seconds into the game. A three-pointer on the way here. First shot of the ball game for Kelsey Flaherty. It's no good. Theron Baum has the rebound. Kearney Catholic wants to run. They get it to Mestel. She missed the little short jumper. Offensive rebound comes down to Megan Anderson. Kicks it out to Mestel. She'll try the three-pointer. It's no good. And then Anderson goes over the top to get another rebound and put it up and in. And on the inbound, a little pressure. And we have got a turnover and a timeout 45 seconds into the basketball game. So, boy, Coach Andy Ansbaugh going to call a timeout with 7:17 to go here in the first quarter of play. And a good time to remind you that our timeout's brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza on West 39th Street here in Kearney and the concession stand here at Kearney Catholic. Need a little evening snack? Try a Little Caesars pizza. We'll be right back.
Roses for You makes it easy to pick just the right gift. The floral arrangements, the cards, balloons for any occasion. Roses for You is your party shop, too. From chocolate fountains to nacho cheese fountains to margarita fountains. Tables, chairs, decorations for your party, or even your next convention that the boss puts you in charge of. Ask about weddings by Roses for You. Stop in at Roses for You, not just a florist, but a solution. Roses for You, open daily at 937 South Locust or 24/7 at rosesforyou.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And out of the Central Catholic timeout, Kearney Catholic gets it underneath their own hoop. Mestel will throw from the corner up high. There's Anderson again. And Megan will lay it up and in. That is one thing we've noticed. Not only can Kearney Catholic pick up the pace of the game this year, but they just throw it over the top of everyone. And normally you wouldn't be able to make the pass. They just did. And it was an easy layup for Anderson. As Central Catholic gets it into the front court, and the pass is tipped and taken away by Theron Baum. So the Stars picking up where they left off in 2012 as Mestel gets it into Theron Baum, and a hard foul will send her to the ground. She's got two free throws coming up. Kearney Catholic's attitude through the first 12 games is just come out and take care of business, put it away early. And very few teams have been able to hang with them as the foul is on Emma Benton, the first of the game. And Theron Baum will go to the line to shoot two. It's been pretty simple for Kearney Catholic. Their guards either steal the ball in the press and get layups, or they run their half-court offense and get it to the post players, who have been taller than basically everybody they've played. Second free throw by Baum is no good after making the first, and McKenna Keim will have the rebound. What a run. Here comes Central Catholic into the hoop. The layup by Benton hit the rim, no good. And Prasoski will come out of there with the rebound. Down the floor into the left-hand corner to Mestel on the low block to Baum, who hits the cutter, which is Theron Baum, or Megan Anderson, who's shot partially blocked in there by McKenna Keim. And here comes Central Catholic. They waste no time firing the three in transition by Ansbaugh. No good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Anderson, already her third. Mestel down the middle of the floor. Fires it to the baseline to Theron Baum. And a foul going to be called on Emma Benton, her second in less than 2 minutes. And we've got substitutes coming in here for Coach Andy Ansbaugh. Well, Central Catholic, I thought, would want to slow it down if they could, but they're going to try and keep up the pace here and shoot when they get an open shot. As coming into the ballgame, Allie Machat, Megan Krychek checks in. And on the inbounds, a three-pointer by Prasoski. It is on the way, and it is good. So Kearney Catholic is up 10-0, less than 2 minutes into the first quarter. Machat with it on the low block left side, takes the jumper. It's going to be blocked by Megan Anderson. Anderson grabs the ball, outlet pass to Prasoski, 2-on-5. Leads it ahead to Mestel. Nobody saw her, and she goes reverse layup and scores. Timeout, Grand Island Central Catholic, 5:50 to go here in the first quarter of play. It's 12-0 Stars. We'll be right back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, Kearney Catholic here at Cope Gymnasium has scored 12 points in 2 minutes. And Grand Island Central Catholic will have the basketball looking for their first bucket. Inbounds pass will come to McKenna Kime. Kearney Catholic puts on the 2-2-1 zone trap with all that height. Get it over to Flaherty. Now outlet pass midcourt. Megan Anderson tipped it but couldn't get it cleanly. And Central Catholic grabs it with Krychek to the free throw line. The running jumper by Kelsey Shield, too strong. Rebound brought down by Therenbaum. Outlet, and here they go. Track meet down the floor to Prasoski. Pulls up, fires the three. It's in and out, no good. Defensive rebound brought down by McKenna Kime. She has both boards here for Central Catholic. They throw over the top of the pressure and get it up front to Flaherty. Between the circles to Kime. Kearney Catholic playing zone like they love to do. Coach Petrie says you may see us try a little man today just to try it out. Working across that 2-3 zone. Central Catholic goes high post. The pass is deflected away by Mestel. It's loose on the floor. Picked back up by the Crusaders. Kime gets it down low. Trying to back her way in. Turnaround jumper foul called on Megan Anderson. And that'll send Kelsey Shield to the line to shoot two. First foul on Kearney Catholic here in the ball game. And Shield will try and get the Crusaders on the board from the foul line. And the first free throw by Shield is on the way and in. So GICC on the board here. And back into the ballgame, Emma Benton for the Crusaders. For Kearney Catholic, they'll be without McKenna Butler tonight. She got injured late in the JV game, which Kearney Catholic won. Second free throw good by Shield. And no, they're not quite sure what it was. She landed awkwardly on her collarbone shoulder, and they kind of think that they might have injured that, hopefully not severely. 12-2 Stars, 4:40 to go here in the first quarter. In the lane is Sokolowski, kicks it out of the wing to Therenbaum, who dumps it into the corner. Quick ball movement all the time. Down on the low block, there's Baum. Faces the hoop, got tripped up, threw it towards the hoop. It's no good. I think she stepped on the defender's foot and lost her balance. And Krychek will come out of there with it for GICC. Into the front court to Joanna Rainforth, who has checked in. Might have got away with a walk, but they'll let her do that. And now a travel will be called because Sokolowski put her hand on the basketball and Rainforth couldn't get away. That's the third turnover for the Crusaders. And Anspaugh will come back in. And all Coach Andy Anspaugh can do is continue to rotate his young ladies around. So the Stars, who've been suiting 15 because of a variety of reasons, will only have 12 tonight after that injury to Butler. Prasoski up top, Baum dumps it inside, a beautiful pass to Anderson, the left-handed jumper from five, rattles in and out, no good, rebound brought down by Kime, and she'll push the ball up the floor, left-handed dribble, kicks it out of the wing, three-pointer on the way, it's off the mark by Shiel, backside rebound to the Crusaders, Megan Krychek with their second, try to get it in the paint, the ball tipped and knocked away, Crusaders give it up, and then Kearney Catholic coming up the floor, calling for a double dribble, and they'll give it right back. Now checking into the ball game, junior Shayla Connor and sophomore Whitney Colling here for Kearney Catholic. You look ahead, and yes, the Stars will severely lose their height next year. They're going to lose all their height, but they're still going to have a lot of talent. They'll just have to be a shorter, quicker ball club. Right now, the Crusaders still looking for their first field goal of the game. Here's a three-pointer by Flaherty. It's a little short that time. Rebound comes down to Michaela Mestel. Mestel up ahead to Connor, let her too much, and sends her into the crowd. Turnover, Kearney Catholic. And Grand Island Central Catholic now takes the ball. And another timeout here by Coach Andy Anspaugh. He's used three timeouts in the first 4.5 minutes of this game. So he sees something with 3:31 to go here in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic 12, Grand Island Central Catholic 2, here on Classic Hits.
The most recommended by far. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And we're back here at Cope Gymnasium with 3:25 now to go in the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic up on Central Catholic by a score of 12-2. They run a play, but the pass is going to be deflected. Sokolowski with the steal. Mestel up ahead to Connor. Connor takes it to the hoop and is fouled by Emma Benton, and that is her third. She has all three fouls for Central Catholic. And Shayla Connor will go to the line and shoot two free throws. So Benton will have to check out, and Machat ready to check in. Free throw Connor is no good. And Machat in, Benton out with 3:14 to go here in the first quarter. So the Crusaders, three fouls all on Benton, five turnovers, and two free throws so far. Second free throw now for Shayla Connor is on the way, and that's off the front of the rim, no good. And Machat gets the rebound. Crusaders pick up their dribble in the backcourt. They loft it down the floor, standing out of bounds with Central Catholic, but they didn't see it, so they'll catch a break and a jump ball between Mestel and Krychek, and the arrow points the way of the Crusaders, so they'll maintain possession here and get to take it out on their own baseline. Girls boys doubleheader tonight. We've got them both for you here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kearney High is on ESPN Radio. And driving in, the jumper no good by the Crusaders. Rebound brought down by Bailey Sokolowski. Up the floor they come. Theron Baum outside the arc to the right side. Skip pass over to Colling. Didn't have room for the three up to Sokolowski. In the paint, left side, Baum fires it down low. Somehow Colling got underneath. And he's in the land of the Giants, can't do anything. Kicks it out to Mestel. Mestel for three, and it is good. Second three for the Stars. They steal the ball. They get it underneath to Colling, and Colling lays it in. So five quick points there, and it's now 17-2. And Kearney Catholic steals it away again at midcourt. Mestel goes in for the uncontested layup, and she has seven. Mestel coming off two 20-plus performances against Amherst and North Platte St. Pat's, has seven here in the first quarter. Now the Stars are called for a foul of the backcourt on Shayla Connor. At the end of one, the Kearney High girls are tied up with Lincoln Northeast, 10-10, end of one, Lincoln Northeast and Kearney High at the end of one on ESPN in the girls' game. 19-2, Kearney Catholic leading here with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter against GICC. And they'll bring the ball across the timeline. And a travel will be called. So the Stars will take it back over. Having their way here again with another opponent, their 12th of the year. Now Coach Rick Petrie going to change some things up here as Whitney Colling running the point. Looks over for the play. Gives it off to Prasoski. Left wing to the right wing to Morgan Studi, who comes in. To Colling. Back up top to Connor. Looking inside, Anderson is basically double-covered. Driving, Prasoski, off-balance jumper, no good. Anderson grabs the rebound right on the baseline, has to kick it out, does to Connor, and they'll reset. Shayla on the right side of the key, dumps it down to the corner. Open jumper for three is up, and it is good for Whitney Colling. The third three of the first quarter for the Stars. 5 points now for Colling. Central Catholic breaks the press. Pull-up jumper for the free-throw line. Krychek hits it. Megan Krychek with the first field goal of the game. For Central Catholic, it's 22-4. Krasoski, left side of the key, dumps it into the corner to Colling. Colling looks inside. They're packing it in on Anderson, and now a reach-in foul going to be called. Not a lot of luck for the post defense right now for Central Catholic. And Megan Krychek picks up her first foul, fourth team foul. Kerrigan Anspaugh and Joanna Rain, 4-3, enter here. And Machat and Kime will check out with exactly 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic inbound. Studi wide open right corner. Three. It is up and it is in. Three threes in a row for the Stars. 25-4. As if the pressure wasn't enough, Kearney Catholic hitting the outside shots and now trapped at midcourt. We'll get a jump ball as Studi reaches in to tie up Flaherty. And the arrow points the way of the Stars. So they'll get the ball back. Coming up at halftime, we're going to talk about the boys' game. We'll also preview the Heartland Hoops Classic. Tito Martinez, assistant coach at GICC, is going to join us. Right now, the Stars have the ball with 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter, up 25-4. Prasoski into the corner. Ball fake by Studi. She takes the 15-footer, comes up short. The Stars actually missed one, and Krychek gets her third rebound. To Kime, outlet pass into the front court. Fire it underneath. There's a good pass, and the layup rattles in and out for Kelsey Scheel. They haven't had a good look at a shot. Scheel might have put it up just a touch too quick. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Stars looking for one more bucket. They had 27 of the first quarter against Amherst, winning it 27-16 of the holiday tournament. Another bucket gets them to 27 here, but they'll turn it over instead. third turnover for Kearney Catholic. 7.5 seconds to go here in the quarter. Can Central Catholic get a shot away? They'll be looking to get it in here to McKenna Keim deep in the backcourt. Keim up ahead to Flaherty. Back into the front court. They get it to Scheel. Right corner. Bounce pass underneath. The jumper at the horn is up and in for Megan Krychek. So they didn't force the outside shot. They took their time, got it underneath, and Megan gets her second bucket. But after one, Kearney Catholic 25, Grand Island Central Catholic 6. We'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for three generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 at the end of one quarter. The undefeated Kearney Catholic girls up by 19, 25-6 over Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders will get the ball to start the second quarter. Found a way to get a couple buckets there in the last minute from Megan Krychek. And for the Crusaders, hopefully they got a little something figured out. They had 9 turnovers in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic had 3, and Kearney Catholic reach-in foul here. Groupie and Associates taking care of, Rosno and Associates taking care of our ball game here tonight. Familiar group from the Hastings-Roseland area. The foul on Megan Anderson, her second, team's third. Inbounds pass comes out to the wing to Flaherty. Can't get the three, so dumps it into the corner where the three-pointer is up by Keim. No good. Rebound brought down by Kelsey Scheel, and she will be fouled. And Megan Anderson with her third. So Anderson has 3 for Kearney Catholic. Benton has 3 for Grand Island Central Catholic. And here comes Maddie Squires, the freshman, into the ball game for Coach Rick Squires. And GICC to take it out underneath their own hoop. Throw it to the free throw line for the quick jumper that's up and in by Kelsey Scheel. Catch and shoot. They've got the right idea. They're not afraid to shoot it. They just haven't had many open looks. 25-8 Stars, and they throw it away at the other end, trying to go a little too quick. That's the one thing that you've been looking for. The wins have been so easy for Kearney Catholic that they can make mistakes, and it's not going to matter, but soon it will. And Coach Rick Petrie trying to watch to make sure that his team doesn't get complacent or lackadaisical just because they're up by 20 and more points most of the season. 25-8 right now. Kearney Catholic leading with 7:10 to go in the first half. GICC swings it across the zone here. Gets it into the paint to Krychek. Bounce pass down low. And spots open but missed the short jumper. Offensive rebound by Krychek. Her fourth, and she'll get fouled. So right now, Kearney Catholic giving up a few boards. And Maddie Squires with the foul. And it will be GICC ball. That might be one weakness Kearney Catholic has. Despite all that height, they might still give up a few too many rebounds here. As McKenna Keim dribbling around, trying to avoid the double team, kicks it back up to Flaherty. Started to go to the right, now wants to go inside. Mestel swats the ball right back to her. Flaherty crossover dribble, now dumps it off. Krychek's jumper's off the mark. Offensive rebound brought down by Scheel, and she's fouled on the way up. Kearney Catholic has picked up 4 fouls here in about a minute. 2 free throws coming up for Scheel. She has the only free throws and made them both for Central Catholic. Second foul on Maddie Squires, who just checked in. And the free throw is up and in. Scheel now with 5 points. Krychek with the other 4. And coming in is Alyssa Komacher now for the Crusaders. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics. Bringing you the girls and boys doubleheader as the second free throw was brought down by Theron Baum after it rattled out. Nestle into the front court, gives it to Baum into the corner to Persosky. Her lazy pass is tipped and stolen away. and GICC will push the ball up the floor. That's one thing about these Crusaders. They've never been one to just drop their head and cash it in. And a 15-footer by Anspaugh is up and in. And it's 25-11. That's seven in a row by GICC. Rosowski in the right-hand corner, trying to step through the double team, flat-out walked with the basketball. Three turnovers here, and Coach Rick Petrie is going to call a timeout. This might be the old attention-getter. 6:12 to go in the second quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 25, GICC 11. We'll be right back.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, Grand Island Central Catholic, scoring seven in a row, has cut it to 25-11. And that forced Kearney Catholic coach Rick Petrie to call a 30-second timeout. Crusaders have the ball. And across the timeline they come, but Komacher lost her balance and is going to be called for the walk. That's the 10th turnover for the Crusaders. Our next basketball coming up on Tuesday, Ravenna at Minden. As we said, the Amherst wrestling invite late tomorrow afternoon. Here's the jumper on the way for Soski. Three-pointer, good. 8 points now for Prasoski. Kearney Catholic has hit their last 4 3-point attempts. Messel has 7. Colling has 5 to lead the Stars, who are now up 28-11. In the paint, here's the jumper on the way by Kimes. Stucks on the heel, no good. Rebound by Maddie Squires. Outlet pass to Messel, and across the timeline come the Stars. High post there and Baum. Squares up, thinking about the shot. Doesn't take it into the corner. Prasoski down to the low block. Baum. Theron faces the hoop, uses the glass, and scores. Theron with her first bucket of the ball game to go along with a free throw. And 5 quick ones by the Stars put them up 30-11, and the full court pressure results in a steal. Squires to Mestel, bounce pass for Soski, missed the short runner. Offensive rebound by Mestel, gets it to Sokolowski, the trailer, and Bailey will get her first bucket of the ball game. So 7 in a row for Kearney Catholic here in the last 90 seconds. And here comes Central Catholic. Long outlet pass there by Flaherty. Down on the block to Mashot. Nothing there. Kicks it back out top. Reverse it over for a 3-point bucket. It's off the mark that time by Kime. Ball batted around. Sokolowski, I think, grabbed it and threw it out to Mestel. Fast break for Soski. Beats everybody back. Missed the layup. And it is tapped out of bounds. It'll be Kearney Catholic ball. Here comes Connor and calling in for Kearney Catholic. Rainforth for Central Catholic, along with Benton, who has the 3 fouls, and Kelsey Scheel after a short rest. Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. They get it into Bailey Sokolowski. There's a little contact, and she loses her balance. They call her for the travel. Otherwise, it would have been a 4th foul on Emma Benton. So a travel on Sokolowski, the 7th turnover for Kearney Catholic. And the inbounds pass comes to McKenna Kime. Kime gets it over to Anspaugh. Brings it up to the timeline, stops short of the trap, looks for a screen, and got called for the travel. She went to make the pass to McKenna Kime, and McKenna Kime went and sat the pick, and so she was in no man's land, and there was nobody left to pass it to, and the Stars have it. Vestal with the inbound, gives it to Connor, out to a Colling for the three-pointer. That rattles out, so the Stars finally miss one. Offensive rebound, Vestal. The putback is no good. And the rebound brought down by the Crusaders and Kime. McKenna brings it all the way to the left elbow, picks her dribble up there, needs some help. She's tracked, goes to the baseline. Rainforth is open, 12-footer, off the iron, no good. Sokolowski with her third rebound, and a long outlet pass. There's Connor, but she missed a layup. And the rebound brought down by Emma Benton. Kearney Catholic's missed some easy ones so far. Jumper outside Sokolowski as his track meet continues. She'll block that shot. And it eventually goes out of bounds off the Crusaders. 3:48 to go here, second quarter. Kearney Catholic 32, Grand Island Central Catholic 11. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Recap of the first half stats. An update on Kearney High basketball. And we'll also bring you an interview with Tino Martinez, Grand Island Central Catholic. As Theron Baum moves in, and the shot is blocked by Benton. And the Crusaders come out of there with it. Going coast to coast is going to be Scheel. Her jumper is no good. And on the rebound, a foul is called. Going to call over the back on Central Catholic. And that will be on Joanna Rainforth, her first, and the team's fifth. So after getting seven in a row, Central Catholics went on a drought here of about 3 minutes again. But they do knock the entry pass away. It goes out of bounds, and Kearney Catholic will have to dump it in again. Morgan Studi, Maddie Squires check back into the ball game here. Mestel and Sokolowski will check out for the Stars, who are cruising right now by 21. Stars basketball. Shayla Connor will throw it from the wing up top to Squires. Right side gets to Studi, back up to Shayla. Theron Baum still in there as the post position. Colling, left baseline, takes the jumper, no good. Rainforth will grab the rebound. Up the floor she goes for the Crusaders. Left-hand dribble, runs into the competition, kicks the jumper off. Shot on the way, Flaherty, no good. Rebound to the trailer, and that is Anspaugh. She'll put up the 12-footer and score. And back on the board are the Crusaders. Second bucket for Anspaugh, 4 points. Squires bounce pass down to the baseline to Studi. Against the zone, both teams have stayed in that zone most of the way. With it is Squires in the paint. Drop step as she goes to the hoop. She's going to be fouled, and let's see who this one is on. It's going to be called on Flaherty. Benton was in there as well. But Flaherty with her first foul. And the freshman, Maddie Squires, will go to the line looking for her first points. Cotton Bowl going on tonight. Kicks off in about 25 minutes. We'll keep you up to date on that. Oklahoma, Texas A&M. Free throw up and in by Squires. And Sokolowski and Prasoski will re-enter the ball game here. Baum and Connor will get the breather. So you've got Studi, Sokolowski, Squires, Colling, and Prasoski on the floor for the Stars as the second free throw by Squires is up. And it is in, 34-13. Press is on, and for Grand Island Central Catholic, Comature, along with Rainforth, Flaherty. Rainforth goes in, little runner no good, and the rebound got into the hands of Prasoski. She'll push the ball up the floor, over to Squires, back up top Prasoski, left-hand corner to Studi. Also in there is Krychek right now for Central Catholic, and Kelsey Scheel. I believe we got them all in there. And the ball tipped and knocked away by Krychek. Kearney Catholic turnover. Jumper at the other end. Flaherty is off the mark. No good. And Studi will get her first rebound. Long outlet pass Sokolowski. She's running. She's fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Bailey with her first free throw attempts of the evening. And the foul is on Flaherty, her second. 1:53 remaining here in the first half. 34-13 Stars. And Sokolowski puts the free throw up, and it is good. Back into the ball game for the Crusaders will be McKenna Kine. Second free throw by Sokolowski on the way, and it is good. So Bailey hits them both. Stars now up 36-13. They're on an 11-2 run here over the last 4-plus minutes. Press broke, but then just as they get it to the timeline, it's knocked away by Squires. Maddie with the steal. Prasoski gives it back to Maddie on the right side of the key. Dumps it down to the baseline right side to Colling. Quickly reverse it back up between the circles to Sokolowski. He tried to force it inside, and the ball is taken away. Fast break the other way. Shield takes it right at Sokolowski, who just stands there, then blocks the shot off of her, and out of bounds it goes. Second block for Bailey. And the ball comes back to Kearney Catholic with a minute 25 to go before the half. Anspaugh re-enters the game here for the Crusaders. Baum back in for Kearney Catholic. So's Mestel. Four starters. Megan Anderson has those three fouls. So Collings in her place. She has it in the left corner. Dribbled off her leg. Going to be a loose ball. We get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. So they'll maintain possession with a minute 12 to go before halftime. Good crowd on hand. Of course, it is a Friday night. Roy's game has always been a battle between these two schools, and maybe for a rare time, Kearney Catholic will be the favorite tonight. The boys are also undefeated, GICC 6-4, but a big guy in the middle in Guyfon as the Stars working around the perimeter, and a three-pointer by Prasoski up and in. That's her third three here of the basketball game. She now has 11 game-high points. And Grand Island Central Catholic will take it out at midcourt after the ball was punched away. Toss it into McKenna Kimel, the minute to go here before halftime. Kimel left-hand dribble into the double team. Her pass to Anspaugh is ripped away by Mestel. They're going to call a jump. And so Central Catholic will get to keep the ball with 53 seconds to go here. For Kearney Catholic, they play again on Thursday at St. Paul here on Classic Hits. And for GICC, they will host Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night. And as we say that, they throw the ball out of bounds. Kearney High girls leading Lincoln Northeast at the half, 18-15. And that game currently on ESPN 1460. Kearney 18, Lincoln Northeast 15 at the half. 40 seconds to go in our first half, 39-13 Stars. Calling on the left wing, dumps it into the corner to Mestel. Gets it into the paint, and Sokolowski can't grab it. Boy, that's seven turnovers in this quarter by the Stars. Here comes McKenna Kime with the free throw line. Dumps it into the left-hand corner to Rainforth, looking for some room. Mestel on her. Finally dribbles it out of there. 20 seconds to go. Looking for anybody to throw it to in a blue uniform. Does, and then the dump down pass by Krychek is eventually picked off by Mestel. Up ahead, Prasoski by herself, and the layup is good. 13 for Alley. 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Trying to get a shot away, McKenna Kime throws it into the front court. Long three is going to be blocked by Sokolowski, and that takes us to halftime, where your score, undefeated Kearney Catholic, leading Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 41-13. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, a look at your first half stats, preview of the boys' game. We'll talk with Grand Island Central Catholic assistant coach Tino Martinez about that and next month's Heartland Hoop Classic. All coming up in a minute here on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor, designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie.
And I'm Dr. Laura. At Carrie Chiropractic, we will help you to move more, live healthy, and feel better.
We are certified specialists in kinesiotaping, sports injury, and injury prevention.
And at our brand new and expanded clinic on Broadwell and Forest, we are better equipped to provide care specific to your needs and your activity level.
We are open to serve you 6 days a week with convenient hours.
So check us out on the web at letsgetbackup.com.
And see what's happening at Carrie Chiropractic on Facebook.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic High School, where our first Friday night of the 2013 season has taken us to halftime of our girls' game in the doubleheader of the Tri-Cities tonight. It is the undefeated Kearney Catholic Lady Stars leading Grand Island Central Catholic 41-13. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Well, we'll take a look at the girls' game here in just a little bit, but the boys' game is coming up next, and we are joined by assistant coach of the Crusaders, Tino Martinez, to talk about the Crusaders and a little bit about next month's Heartland Hoops Classic at the Heartland Event Center. And, Tino, a happy new year. Glad to see you. And looks like the boys got a couple of needed wins there during the holiday tournament.
Yeah, we really did. You know, we had a tough stretch there early with some tough opponents, and we're able to come out of that, you know, 500-ish or so, and then got a couple of much-needed wins, and we played fairly well over the holiday break. So, we're you know, can't say ecstatic with where we're sitting, but feel definitely better we did on week one.
Last time we saw you was against Minden. You made a heck of a good game plan in the second half there and rallied to win that game in overtime. So tell me where the improvement has been in the team since that point.
Well, our biggest area of improvement still to come, and what we've been able to gain so far has been in our guard play. You know, we feel pretty comfortable where we're at on the inside, and so if our guards can continue to improve day by day, week by week, you know, we like what type of team we can be. But that learning curve and the improvement curve has to continue at a pretty good rate for us in order to be there.
A lot of people are having fun watching the young Johanna Guyfon improve, and he showed his skills going coast to coast a couple of times earlier this season. But he's obviously a threat inside. You're relying, obviously, or you were a couple of weeks ago, a lot on Riley Shoemaker. So you've talked about the development there. I know you want to get some more depth. That's always been a key, so you can bring some kids in and out. What are you expecting? Because you're going to get a test tonight. The funny thing is, Tino, I think Kearney Catholic, they just said, you know what, if we want to get to where we want to be, we've got to do what GICC's been doing. And now maybe the roles are reversed a little bit.
You know, they are. They're a scary bunch to play, just out of their pure athleticism and the types of situation they're able to put you in with some of their different trapping defenses, full court, half court. So, yeah, I mean, we're definitely going to have our hands full. You know, if we can take care of the ball, not give them so many uncontested layups off turnovers, you know, maybe the game can stay at our pace. But, you know, if they get rolling and scoring buckets, getting into their press, it could be a long night for us.
Well, and then there's some games after that. Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night. They're going to be a competitive ball club. York's off to a good start. Adams Central's coming your way, and then into the Centennial Conference Tournament. So there's no lack of competition.
No, and, you know, I think, you know, a lot of that's by design, obviously. But definitely no nights off, really, in the month of January, the end of February. Don't get any easier. So we're definitely going to have to sure things up. As far as, you know, I think the one stat we need to be better at is cut down our turnovers. If we make that happen, I think we'll be competitive in a lot of games. Not necessarily going to come out on top of everyone, but we can compete in a lot of games and give ourselves a chance.
Talking with Tino Martinez, assistant coach at Grand Island Central Catholic and also the organizer of the Heartland Hoops Classic, which a lot of people are fired up about coming up next month on February the 9th. All four Grand Island teams are competing. Kearney Catholic's going to be there, but let's not kid ourselves. Omaha Central Oak Hill Academy is what everybody's looking forward to. But you know what? There's going to be some pretty darn good matchups before then. You've got a whole slew of games coming up. How's things coming together, and how is the excitement level?
Well, you know, the excitement level's been there probably since we announced the game last year, but it's really starting to pick up, getting a lot of phone calls, emails, and on things of you know, ticket sales and things of that nature. So the interest is still there. We do have a number of games, as you mentioned, other than that game that I think are going to pique some interest for some people. And hopefully, you know, people stay healthy and the teams stay where they're at. And makes for a great day start to finish for us.
We know that Omaha Central went down to Florida. I know for you guys it probably, and for everybody in Nebraska, would have been better had they won those two games by three instead of losing them. But show that they can play basketball with anybody in the country. Can you give us an update on how Oak Hill's doing? Where are they looking at? What kind of a matchup does it look at now? We knew what it was going to be like last year. What's it looking like a month out?
Well, you know, Oak Hill's, they have suffered two losses to this point, you know, but they've played, you know, the tournament that Omaha Central goes to, they played something like that every week. And so they lost their starting point guard at the beginning of the year to a torn ACL, but, you know, another guy stepped up. Actually, they're calling ESPN.com, did an article on him that kind of named him the next Jeremy Lin. So they got a lot of depth. They got three or four guys that have committed to places like Indiana and stuff like that. So they're definitely going to be fun to watch. But as you mentioned with Omaha Central, you know, they got the big guy in the middle that changes things defensively. So I think, you know, a year ago, people probably thought Oak Hill would come in and maybe blow Omaha Central out. But I think Omaha Central is going to represent Nebraska very well and has an opportunity to win the game.
Folks, you can go to HeartlandHoopsClassic.com. You can get tickets at the Fauner Park, or, of course, where else can they get tickets, Tino?
You can get them at TM Sporting Goods at 2217 Central Avenue here in Kearney.
And, of course, you'll be able to hear all the games, again, on ESPN Radio and the evening games, including Central and Oak Hill Academy here on Classic Hits. Tino, thanks so much for the time, and we'll continue to stay in touch.
Thanks a lot, Doug. Appreciate it.
You bet. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. Be back with more in a moment. The girls' game, the Stars lead the Crusaders 41-13 at the half. We'll give you the numbers next.
Mobile Bankall is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bankall from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bankall allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bankall is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Hey, by the way, is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Back here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a quick rundown of the first half stats for Grand Island Central Catholic. Kerrigan Anspaugh, 4 points and a rebound. Kelsey Scheel has 5 points, 2 rebounds, and Megan Krychek has 4 points, 4 rebounds. McKenna Kime had 4 rebounds and a block. Overall, 13 points, 14 rebounds, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, 0 of 6 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, 15 turnovers. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Allie Przoski leads the way with 13 points, 2 rebounds. Whitney Colling, 5 points. Morgan Studi, 3 points. Theron Baum, 3 points, 3 rebounds. Bailey Sokolowski, 4 points, 3 rebounds, 3 blocks. Maddie Squires, 2 points and a rebound. And Megan Anderson, 4 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 block shot. At the half, 41 points, 18 rebounds. 5 out of 8 at the free throw line. 3-point shooting has been excellent tonight, 6 out of 9. They have a total of 4 block shots, 10 turnovers, though, for the Stars, who lead it at the half, 41-13. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm owner business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. And we'll be back with the second half after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Well, we're underway, and each team has registered a bucket. Megan Anderson on the lob inside hits a layup, and now Kelsey Scheel will pop the first 3 of the ball game for Grand Island Central Catholic. At the other end, Megan Anderson's shot comes up short. Bailey Sokolowski will grab the loose ball, and on the putback attempt, she will be fouled. And the foul goes on Emma Benton, and that is her 4th personal foul just 40 seconds in to the second half. Sokolowski with the free throw on the way, and it is good. Bailey 3 of 3 right now at the line. And checking in, Megan Krychek. And checking out will be Benton. Kearney Catholic, a perfect 11-0. GICC 3-7. Second free throw is up, and it is good. So Sokolowski hits them both. She's got 6 points. And it's 45-16 Stars as Kime brings it across the timeline for Grand Island Central Catholic. Tries to take Mestel all the way to the baseline, kick it out for a 3-pointer. Flaherty, it's in. So after going 0 of 6 from beyond the arc in the first half, the Crusaders hit their first 2 3-point attempts here in the second half, but it's 45-19. Sokolowski tries, goes down hard after having her shot blocked by Megan Krychek. 5-on-4 the other way for the Crusaders. Kime, nobody in the middle, so she takes it in but can't finish. Rebound brought down by Theron Baum. And it looks like we'll have an over-the-back foul here on the Crusaders. So a couple early whistles going against GICC. Krychek with her second personal foul. Benton with 4, Flaherty, and Krychek now with 2 for Kearney Catholic. Megan Anderson, 3. Maddie Squires had 2. Not a lot of fouls. They're just all concentrated on a couple of the young ladies. Theron Baum, left corner, skip pass up top. Przoski to the high post. Anderson, she's too well covered. Ball knocked out of there by Flaherty. First turnover of the half. Here comes Kime, pulls up the free throw line, and McKenna gets her first bucket of the ball game. And a timeout called here by Coach Andy Anspaugh. He's only going to have 1 remaining. 6:26 to go here. His team looking good in the first 90 seconds, but a timeout called. 45-21, Kearney Catholic. We'll be right back.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports. 6:20 to go here in quarter number three, 45-21, Kearney Catholic. They try to force it down low, and there's Bailey Sokolowski finding some room. Lays it up and in. She's got eight, 47-21. Lincoln Northeast girls have taken a 30-29 lead over Kearney High starting the fourth quarter. That currently airing on ESPN 1460 AM. Flaherty getting free, takes the 17-foot jumper. No good, and two players tie up underneath. Jump ball between Krychek and Anderson, and the arrow will point the way of the Crusaders, so they'll get it underneath their own hoop. Doug Gooda, Stacy Johns with you here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Wood River. First part of our girls-boys Tri-City doubleheader. Kearney Catholic girls, as expected, with a quick start to the ball game. Central Catholics played a little more even as the game has went along. The steal by Mestel, downtown Theron Baum. Why not try a three? And the big gal comes outside the paint and nails it. That is Kearney Catholic's seventh three. I have them 7 of 10 from three-point range tonight. 50-21. Kearney Catholic with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Here's a little give and go, trying to grab it as Krychek. She did. Safe possession. Kick it back out to Keim. And a travel is going to be called on the Crusaders, their 17th turnover. So you can tell what's being drawn up on the chalkboard and on the grease board, and that halftime has been working here for the Crusaders. They're moving the ball. They're getting the passes they want. They just haven't necessarily made all of their shots. And they had an open look there, just didn't grab the ball last time. Stars basketball. Megan Anderson, high post, swings it right side. To Sokolowski into the corner to Theron Baum. Baum uses her dribble, kicks it back out between the circles. Swing pass from Prasoski to Mestel. Good ball movement down to the low block. Sokolowski double team. Now Anderson open. Lost her balance, had to kick it out. Starnes will reverse it to Prasoski. She forces the issue. Kicks it out to Theron Baum for another three, and another three that's nothing but net. And it is 53-21. Fast break the other way. Ball tip, but Grand Island Central Catholic saves it. Flaherty kicks it back out top to Anspaugh. Swings it left wing to Rainforth, who's in. Joanna puts the jumper up, partially blocked there by Mestel. Picked back up by the Crusaders, and Rainforth will get it back up top to Flaherty. Open three, she'll cast it up. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound grabbed by Theron Baum, her fifth. Stars push it up right side. Mestel, bounce pass off the dribble to Sokolowski, no good. Anderson offensive putback is good. 8 points and 7 rebounds now for Megan Anderson, and the Stars are up 55-21 midway through the third quarter. And Coach Rick Petrie going to start going to the bench again. Central Catholic tries to get it down on the baseline, knocked away by Anderson. Mestel picks up the loose ball, up ahead to Prasoski. 3-on-2, wrap around to Theron Baum, another layup, it's good. Theron Baum with 8 and a quarter and 11 in the game now. And here's what the Stars have been doing to a lot of teams this year. The pressure and the transition, ending up with easy buckets and layups. Central Catholic tries to catch their breath now. And Rainforth has it on the left wing. Going to hand it off to Anspaugh, who brings it back up top to reset the offense. Trying to lob it backside. Theron Baum didn't see her player go there. And the shot is going to roll off no good by Scheel, who just couldn't get that open look to go. Rebound by Baum. Kearney Catholic outlet pass is over the head of Megan Anderson and out of bounds. Connor and Colling in for Kearney Catholic, and Benton and Machat in for Central Catholic, and a timeout here on the floor by Kearney Catholic with 3:09 to go in the third quarter. Stars 57, Crusaders 21.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Bill's Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
We were talking with Tina Martinez there at half about the Heartland Hoops Classic. It begins February 9th at 8:30 in the morning at the Heartland Events Center, High Plains and Heartland Lutheran. Then the Crusaders play Sutton at 10:15, St. Cecilia and Raymond Central at noon. Right now, let's get back to the basketball action. A three-pointer on the way by the Crusaders. Going to come up short that time, and a rebound brought down Megan Anderson off the Comacher missed three. Here's Theron Baum. They're going to let her shoot another three from the same place she just made two, but that one is no good. Flaherty gets her first rebound, pushes the ball up the floor for the Crusaders, doesn't have numbers, so they'll kick it down to the corner, try to get it into Ma's shot, knocked away by Theron Baum, and Shayla Connor will pick up the loose basketball, and the Stars back in business, and the shot up and in. Theron Baum and Whitney Colling down there. I think Whitney was the one that laid it up and in, looking down at my scorebook to make a mark, and that's how quick the Stars able to score. So we'll give it to Colling. And apologize if we missed it. At the other end, a reach-in foul, the first of the half on the Stars. And the foul is going to go on Megan Anderson. That's her fourth. So she'll have to check out of the ball game. And Morgan Studi will check in. Crusader ball underneath their own hoop. Looking for Shield backside. She's covered. Give it to Benton, who's in there with four fouls. Now off the out-of-bounds, left-hand corner three. Comes up short. Rebound to Ma's shot. And she'll be fouled. The ball barely clipped the rim, so it came straight down. A hard one to rebound, and Ma's shot was right there for it. Shayla Connor with her second personal foul. And at the free throw line, Allie Ma's shot looking for her first points of the basketball game. 59-21, Kearney Catholic, 2:08 to go here in the third quarter. First free throw is up and no good. Back to that Heartland Hoops Classic. Gave you the first three games at 1:45 on February the 9th. Grand Island Senior High against Pius at 3:30. Donovan Trumbull and Archbishop Bergen. Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Northwest at 5:15. Boys Town, Norfolk Catholic at 7. And then the premier game, Omaha Central, Oak Hill Academy at 9. Second free throw, no good. And a couple of guards tie up on the loose ball as Comacher and Mestel force the jump ball. Kearney Catholic will get the alternating possession. And let's try and set the five on the floor for you right now. Kearney Catholic with Mestel, Colling, Studi, Connor, and Sokolowski. And they have the basketball. A little pressure in the backcourt. Make the long pass up ahead to Connor to break it. Shayla will kick it back out to Colling. Central Catholic putting on a little more pressure here in the second half. In the paint to Sokolowski. Tries the back pass to Connor. Two Stars went for it. And then the shot is blocked and taken away by Emma Benton. Fast break the other way. Three on one. Pull up Comacher in the right-hand corner. It's no good. And the ball's punched out of bounds off of the blue and white of Central Catholic. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Grand Island and Shelton, along with the World Wide Web, flatriverpreps.com. We've got a minute 35 to go in the third quarter. Our girls game, all Kearney Catholic, 59-21 over GICC. Here's a long three by Mestel, and she hits it. She hadn't taken a shot for a long time. Had all seven of her points in the first quarter, and that's number 8, 9, and 10. And Kearney Catholic is 9 of 13 from three-point range unofficially. Into the front court, trying to stay out of that double team is Flaherty. Dumps it over to Rainforth. Dribbles in front of her own bench to the baseline. Sokolowski just blocks it and takes it away. That's more of a steal than a block. And here come the Stars up ahead to Colling. With some traffic, lofts it up off the glass, no good, and then trying to get the ball back, she commits the foul. Rainforth with the rebound, Colling with her first foul. Third foul of a half here on the Stars, and checking into the ball game will be Brooke Buesch for the first time. I think you'll see a lot of the bench in the fourth quarter for Kearney Catholic with this one well in hand, 62-21. 57 seconds now to go in quarter number three. Crusader basketball. And pushing it up is Anspaugh to the high post. Krychek Megan trying to work around Connor. Shayla doesn't let her go anywhere. Uses the dribble. Kicks it back out top. Flaherty to Anspa. Last shot pops outside the arc. Trying to isolate Krychek to get her the ball inside. Stars doing a good job switching. And now they get a good bounce pass into Krychek, and Connor says, I don't think so, with the hard foul. Shayla Connor with her third personal foul. And the Crusaders got what they wanted. The ball down low to Megan. Now she'll go to the line to shoot two. 4 points, 5 boards, and a block for Megan Krychek. The 5'8 junior puts the first free throw up and in. And coming into the ball game for the Crusaders, Lauren Webb, the only freshman on the varsity roster. Second free throw now. And it's on the way. And good. No problem with either one of them. Krychek hits them both. She's got 6 points. 62-23 Stars. 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. Colling brings it up on the right wing. Back up top, Sokolowski. Bailey gives it to Connor against the 2-3 zone. Skip pass in the right-hand corner. She finds Colling, dumps it inside, and Connor is fouled. And the foul will be on Webb, her first. Third foul on the Crusaders. Stars ball underneath their own hoop. Colling to throw it in. Lobs it up high. Sokolowski grabs it. She's triple teamed. Kicks it out to Muge. Brooks' shot is no good. Webb will grab the rebound. Outlet pass to Anspa. In trouble in the backcourt with 10 seconds. And it's tapped out of her hands and out of bounds with 8 seconds to go. And Central Catholic trying to find a way to get up the floor. They did a good job of scoring at the end of the first quarter in this exact same situation. But now the Stars are going to put on a little more pressure so that they can't get the ball up the floor so quickly. Flaherty, midcourt with 5 seconds, looking for the screen, can't get it. She's double-teamed. The ball's knocked away, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Kearney Catholic, 62. Brad Allen Central Catholic, 23. We're back in a minute with the fourth quarter here on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back at Cope Coliseum, Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic High School. Don't forget, the Lopers and the Broncos and the Huskers are all in action this weekend with their basketball teams. UNK at Northeastern State of Oklahoma tomorrow, Hastings at Mount Marty. Husker women on CBS at 1 tomorrow against Purdue, nationally televised game. Husker men host Wisconsin at 3:30 on Sunday. Brad Allen Central Catholic gets the ball to start the fourth quarter here, and on the right side of the key, Emma Benton. Kearney Catholic is playing man-to-man here to start the fourth quarter. Coach Petrie saying they might try a little of that. Got his starters in there for a minute or so here with this big lead. The steal is made by Sokolowski, and Bailey's out ahead, goes in for the uncontested layup and scores. Now in double digits with 10, she's the fourth star to make double digits. 13 for Prasoski, all in the first half. 11 for Baum, 10 for Mestel, and for Sokolowski. 64-23, Kearney Catholic. They're going to stay unbeaten at 12-0. Nobody's played them within 30 yet. Right elbow, jumper on the way by Flaherty. No good. Offensive rebound underneath. Komacher can't get it to go. The ball is punched out of bounds. Ball going to stay here, it looks like. And GICC to throw it in. Again, they play again tomorrow, hosting Donovan Trumbull. The Stars play on Thursday at St. Paul. We'll have that doubleheader here on Classic Hits. Inbounds pass ends up on the floor. Somehow Sokolowski had it for a minute, but it eventually gets grabbed by GICC and a foul called on Mestel, trying to run it down. That'll be her first fifth team foul on Kearney Catholic. Three have been whistled here in the half on GICC. Of course, the big stretch in Hastings-St. Cecilia is going to go through one right now as well. That's coming up a week from tomorrow here on Classic Hits. But Hastings-St. Cecilia suffered their first loss last night to Fillmore Central, who's 10-1, 47-44. St. Cecilia playing about as tough a schedule as anybody out there. Three-pointer shield top of the key, no good. Ball goes out of bounds to the Stars. But again, for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, they will play after the game at St. Paul next Saturday at St. Cecilia on the 17th at Seward, and then here against Pierce on the 18th, who is undefeated right now. Now, the Pierce and Seward games are girls only. Down low, Anderson put it up too strong, the ball, and the shot was contested. Rebound brought down by Kelsey Flaherty. Into the front court comes Benton. Kime will kick it back. And Kearney Catholic will set up their man-to-man defense again. Off the dribble, Flaherty tried the little pick and roll, but it's covered. They threw it behind Benton. And Sokolowski will grab it, the 23rd turnover on the Crusaders. Into the front court, Therenbaum has it for Mestel. Back up top they go. Michaela into the paint. There's Theron. Couple of dribbles, steps through the double team, and they're going to call the hold on the Crusaders. Foul on Central Catholic is going to go against Benton, I do believe. No? Let's double check who he called that on. Yeah, it is McKenna Kime. Her first, fourth team. Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. The Donovan Trumbull coaches here to check things out. We've got a timeout called by Kearney Catholic with 5:54 to go here in the ball game. Stars 64, Crusaders 23. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
The timeout on the floor brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and right here at the concession stand at Cope Coliseum at Kearney Catholic. We are back to basketball out of the Stars timeout. They lob it to Therenbaum. She's triple teamed, so she dumps it to Anderson. Anderson can't get the foot back. And then a foul on Therenbaum going over the back to try and grab another rebound. That will be her first of the basketball game. Now it will be Central Catholic ball. Anspahn Prasoski, and it got taken away. Here comes Allie to the other end. Contested high off the glass, no good. Rebound Sokolowski. Bailey is fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul was going to be on Emily Herbeck, who has checked in. And a couple free throws coming up here for Bailey Sokolowski. The first one is on the way and good. Bailey has had a very solid night. 11 points, 5 rebounds, 3 blocks unofficially. 23. Second free throw up, and it is good. So Bailey hits them both, makes it 66-23. Kearney Catholic, trouble getting the ball across the timeline. Bounce pass to the left wing. Inside there's Benton. She's been in foul trouble, can't get it to go. Therenbaum had the rebound, knocked away, but she does get it back. Her seventh of the ball game. Stars will push the ball up the floor, looking for some more points for Soski for three, and it's no good, and it goes over the backboard and out of bounds, and now the subs start to come in. Kearney Catholic, these girls have all been in, but that'll be it for the starters tonight with 5:12 to go. Maddie Squire, Shayla Connor, Morgan Studi, Whitney Colling. Back in for Central Catholic is Kelsey Flaherty. College football and the Cotton Bowl already underway, and Texas A&M strikes first, 7-0, leading Oklahoma, 12:20 to go in the first quarter. Here's a carry called on the Crusaders, their 25th turnover, and the Stars will get the basketball back. Don't forget the BCS National Championship game, Alabama-Notre Dame, Monday night on ESPN, 1460-1550. Whitney calling to the high post. There's a collision in the lane. Anderson gets rolled up on, and the ball is stolen away. First turnover of the quarter, third of the half. Coast to coast, the runner no good by Flaherty. Gets deflected right back to her, and Kelsey will score. 5 points now for Flaherty. First points of the fourth quarter here for the Crusaders. Connor's long pass down to Anderson is going to be knocked out of bounds by Benton. Stars will keep the ball. Wash shot back in for Central Catholic. 4:35 to go. 66-25 Kearney Catholic at the end of the game. The Nabisco Sports postgame show will give you all the final stats and then get you ready for the boys' game, which will tip off close to 8 o'clock. Girls' game started late. The second half of the girls' JV game took a long time. Kearney Catholic won a close one, but it just took a while. So our 6 o'clock start was closer to 6:20. Inside Megan Anderson, and they're all over. When there's not all three of the posts in there, Sokolowski, Baum, and Anderson, they've been playing this one of them a lot tonight. That causes four fouls, and Emma Benton just fouled out of the basketball game. Only the sixth team foul for each school, but that's it tonight for Benton. She had three fouls early in the game, ended up with one rebound and two block shots. But Benton fouls out tonight. The tallest player on the team at 5'10", trying to take care of the three-headed post monster. As the three-pointer is up by Studi, it is no good. Rebound brought down by Krychek. Long pass to the other end, turned over by the Crusaders. Three-on-three Stars. Studi dribbles it off a foot. From her knees, tries to make a pass here. It's still loose. It eventually goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Grand Island Central Catholic. Into the ball game, Brooke Muesch for the Stars. And Alyssa Kowicher for the Crusaders. So all of the starters done tonight for Kearney Catholic. And for those starters, four in double figures, and Anderson had eight. She was on the bench a little bit with three fouls in the first half. 66-25, Kearney Catholic. 3:50 to go in the game. Three-pointer on the way by the Crusaders is no good. Offensive putback, though, by Megan Krychek is good. And that'll get her eighth point. She and Shiel each have eight for the Crusaders. Into the front court with it is Colling. Finds the trailer Connor. She's in the paint. Pull-up jumper from nine. Good. Shayla with her first bucket of the basketball game. 68-27. GICC Komacher tries to lob it inside. Squire steps in front. Knocks the ball out of bounds. And Mashot is in there. So you've got Mashot, Komacher, Krychek, along with Rainforth, and throwing it in, Kelsey Flaherty. Flaherty forces it in there to Krychek, steps through the double team. Squires rips it out of there with a block. That'll be Maddie's first block shot. Kind of blocked it from behind. She'd already stepped through the double team, and Squires just flicked it out of there. So the inbounds comes to Rainforth, deep in the right-hand corner. Tries the baseline, cut off there. Her pass gets deflected to Mashot, who throws it up, no good. Rebound to Muesch. Brooke will get the outlet pass to Studi. Pushes it up on the right wing across the timeline. Long pass down to Colling. Colling left baseline into the double team. Kicks it out to Squires. 13-footer by Maddie, no good. Long rebound. Colling will track it down in the left-hand corner. 3 minutes to go. Stars reset. Trying to get it inside, but without those post players, it's a whole new ball game. And a turnover as the steal is made by Flaherty. Outlet pass, front court, Komacher on the right wing. Alyssa, one dribble, pulls up from 13 and buries it. First bucket for Komacher, and it's 68-29, Kearney Catholic, 2:35 to go in the ball game. Across the timeline with it, Studi to Muesch, give and go back to Morgan, but nowhere to go, so kicks it back out. Reverse it against this 2-3 zone. Squires swings it right side, Studi. Baseline, Muesch is open, 10-footer good. Brooke Muesch into the scorebook tonight with the 70th point for the Stars, and they've reached the 70-point plateau yet again. For the eighth time this year, and maybe the ninth time this year, let's recheck that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is the seventh, eighth consecutive game that they have won over 70 points. And the ninth so far this year, and the Crusaders turn it over. I don't care who you're playing, that's pretty staggering to be able to continue to do what the Stars are doing. Regularly running things up on teams with every player, 15 of them suited tonight because of injury. They don't have 15. Alana Bach is checked in. Also checking in is Courtney Shundoff, and she gets tied up. Arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic, so they will keep the ball. Squires, Courtney Shundoff, Alana Bach, Brooke Muesch, and Morgan Studi are the ones on the floor right now for Kearney Catholic, leading it 70-29 with a minute 45 to go in the game. Muesch, left-hand corner, one dribble, gets another 10-footer up and in. Back-to-back buckets for the senior off the bench, 72-29. Here come the Crusaders. They've re-entered Lauren Webb into the ball game. There's Rainforth. She's going to try a three-pointer and hit it. Nothing but net for Joanna Rainforth, her first bucket of the ball game. 72-32, always good to see kids knock down some shots. And Bach with it here for the Stars. A minute 20 to go. Swings it right side. Muesch down to the low block to Squires. There's some pushing and a foul called on GICC. We'll have a 1-1. Squires, only 2 points of the game, came from the free throw line in the second quarter. Foul is on Ali Mashat, her first. Now checking in, Fabiola Seiler, a 5'9 junior. And Krychek will get a breather. Good night off the bench for Megan. Maddie Squires now to shoot the 1-1 for Kearney Catholic. And the first free throw is up, and it's too strong. Rebound comes down to Mashat, her third board. She'll give it to Seiler, and across the timeline with it is Komacher. Back over to Seiler on the right wing. Move it around the perimeter. Komacher in the paint. Gets it to Mashat. Lost the handle. It's loose, and the Stars will pick it up. Bach has it for a moment, then loses it right back over to GICC. Ball fake. Webb shot. Locked out of bounds by Courtney Shundoff. And Kearney Catholic will still be on defense as Emily Herbeck checks in, and the Crusaders will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Looking, Webb throws it up to Rainforth, gets it at the free throw line, leans in, jumper won't go. Squires kind of 1-on-5, and the ball is tipped around long enough that Elena Bach gets the rebound. 40 seconds to go in the game. Misco Sports postgame show's coming up. There's a nice pass down to Muesch, and Brooke has 6 here in the quarter. That's got to be a career-high 6 for Brooke Muesch. 30 seconds to go, 74-32 Stars. Webb between the circles, swings it over to Rainforth. Rainforth holds the ball, and they're going to call a walk on her. With 24 seconds remaining in the game. Again, the Crusaders host Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night, looking for their fourth win. Stars are at St. Paul Thursday. Here's Studi into the front court. Into the left-hand corner to Bach. Bach to the baseline, trying to get a shot instead. She gets it inside to Squires, and Maddie with the layup on the assist from Elena Bach. 10 seconds to go. One more shot chance here for the Crusaders. Lauren Webb tries to get it to Rainforth, but overshoots her to make it an even 30 turnovers here for the Crusaders. And Kearney Catholic just has to throw the ball in and dribble out the final 4 seconds. And this basketball game is over, and the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars remain perfect with another dominating win, downing Grand Island Central Catholic 76-32. We've got the Misco Sports Postgame Show coming your way next here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Roses for You makes it easy to pick just the right gift. The floral arrangements, the cards, balloons for any occasion. Roses for You is your party shop, too. From chocolate fountains to nacho cheese fountains to margarita fountains. Tables, chairs, decorations for your party, or even your next convention that the boss puts you in charge of. Ask about weddings by Roses for You. Stop in at Roses for You, not just a florist, but a solution. Roses for You, open daily at 937 South Locust or 24/7 at RosesForYou.com.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Petrie, also the girls' coach, and the fine folks here at Kearney Catholic for their hospitality. We'll talk with Rick at halftime of the boys' game tonight after a 76-32 win against Grand Island Central Catholic. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports saying thank you for your business over the years, and they look forward to continue serving you in 2013. Misco Sports, outfitting all of our area athletes. Final score from the top of the hill. The Kearney High girls could not hold on. Lincoln Northeast 38, Kearney High 35 the final. Northeast 38-35 over Kearney High. The boys game coming up next on ESPN 1460. Let's take a look at our final numbers, starting with Grand Island Central Catholic. Kerrigan Anspaugh, 4 points, 1 rebound. Kelsey Flaherty, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Alyssa Komacher, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Kelsey Shield tied for the team high with 8 points, 2 rebounds. McKenna Keim had 2 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. Megan Krychek also had 8 points tonight. She had a team high 7 rebounds and a block. Joanna Rainforth hit a 3-point bucket for her total and 2 rebounds. Emma Benton was in foul trouble all night, 1 rebound, 2 blocks. Lauren Webb, 1 rebound, and Allie Machat had 3 rebounds. 14 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first half, and 2 of 4 in the second half of play. 3-point shooting, 0 of 6 in the first half, 3 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 15 in each half for the Crusaders. GICC had 13 points at halftime. They scored 19 in the second half, and the Crusaders finished with 32 points, 26 rebounds. 5 out of 8 at the free throw line, 3 of 14 from three-point land, 4 blocks, 30 turnovers, as the Crusaders fall to 3-8 on the season. They'll host Donovan Trumbull tomorrow and York on Tuesday. We'll come back and take a look at the final numbers for the Lady Stars of Kearney Catholic after this on the Bisco Sports postgame show.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods. Now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods. The new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back to the Bisco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. 4 players in double figures and 9-10 players scored all together. Michaela Mestel, 10 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. Shayla Connor, 2 points. Allie Brzoski had 13 points. They were all in the first half. She hit 3 threes. She had 2 rebounds. Whitney Colling, 7 points and a rebound. Morgan Studi, 3 points and a rebound. Theron Baum, 11 points and 7 rebounds. Elena Bach had a rebound. Bailey Sokolowski, 12 points, 5 rebounds, 3 blocks. Brooke Muche scored 6 points there in the fourth quarter. She also had a rebound. Maddie Squires, 4 points, a rebound, and a block. Courtney Shundoff had a block shot. And Megan Anderson, 8 points, 8 rebounds, and a block. 18 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 8 in the first half, 4 of 5 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 6 of 9 in the first half, 3 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 10 of the first half for Kearney Catholic and 6 in the second half. The Stars had 41 points at halftime. They scored 35 in the second half, and the Lady Stars finished with 76 points, their 7th consecutive game scoring over. In fact, make that their 8th consecutive game scoring over 70 points. 76 points, 31 rebounds, 9 out of 13 at the free throw line, 9 of 15 from the 3-point arc. They had a total of 7 block shots and 16 turnovers as the Lady Stars remain perfect at 12-0 with a 76-32 win against Grand Island Central Catholic. The Stars will play Thursday at St. Paul and next Saturday at Hastings St. Cecilia. The St. Cecilia game is in the afternoon starting at 2:30. You'll hear them both here on Classic Hits 98.9. You've been listening to the Bisco Sports Postgame Show, Bisco Sports. Keeping our local schools geared up for every season, you'll be better equipped for the games you play from Bisco's. We'll take about a 15-minute break and then be back with the boys' game, the undefeated Stars, the 6-4 preseason 8th-ranked Crusaders. They will tip it off just after 8 o'clock here on Classic Hits. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9 and at the Cotton Bowl. in the NCAA bowl season. Texas A&M 7, Oklahoma 3, 6:38 to go in the first quarter. Final scores tonight, Lincoln Northeast girls beat Kearney High 38-35. You can hear the boys game on ESPN 1460, and Kearney Catholic beats Central Catholic 76-32. Keep it here. More hoops on the way.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.